Thursday, the 19th of November, Beis Kislev, Rabbi Michael Shaul Reutenberg, Yaakov and Rivka, can one cheat honestly?
To start off with a story. Mais Sharoyo, there was a Yid. There is a Yid in Bnei Brak who's got a shop. Baruch Hashem, the shop goes very well. And he's got panosa, berevach. But he's got rather a spendy trend. That means, if he's got cash in his house, and he's got plenty of cash because he's got a shop, he just spends it. He spends it not for shtusim, not for stupid things, but some not for things he really needs. Not for silver, maroira, big maroira. And he's got cash and money, he spends it. He spends it. But not, he's a normal person. What happens? Every few months there's a big expense, everyone knows that. Yeah. The boiler is broken, the washing machine broke down. When it's a small mode, the air conditioning needs spending, it's an expensive treat. Then there's no money, you need a few 4,000 shekels, there's a dentist, not free, not as well. That's a lot of money, can cost 4,000 or 5,000 shekels, there's no money then. He's got a daughter living, he's got a daughter working in the shop. And she has a child. She wants to put away from the till, every day, 200 shekels. Put in an envelope, and cash it away, cheat the father, tell the father, it was only in the end of the day in the till only 2,400 shekel, and the real truth it was 4,600 shekel. So every day for 200 shekel, in a week it is 1,000 shekel, 4 weeks is 4,000 shekel. So once in a few months, when suddenly there's a big expense, she pops out with the envelope. Baruch Hashem, have you got cash? You can pay the bill, you can pay the air conditioning mending, you can pay the dentist. The father, when it happens, he'll be happy. He will be happy. But now, if she tells him, he won't be happy. He's got 200 shekels. No, and now suddenly he needs something. I need to go to the ticket to Chutzlot. I've got a friend's wedding. Whatever, he can't leave money. He can't save money. So the question is, if she's allowed to do it, what's the question? Shaila is, we know that Gezel is also, even the intention is to the welfare of the other people, the benefit. The Mor says that Gezel, some monster to benefit someone, he doesn't want to take presents. His friend got a good idea, he will steal from him. And based on him, he will pass to him kefel. So he'll have double, he'll give a present and put COVID away. No, you're not allowed. Moses, Loisig Noivu, Ribui, you're not allowed to do that. So maybe you're not allowed to steal. She's stealing. What is she doing? She's stealing. She's cheating. She's stealing. She's lying. But on the other hand, maybe that's not called stealing. I'm doing it not for his welfare. More than that. She's doing it straight away. She takes the money. She doesn't use the money. She doesn't keep the money. She's putting it in an envelope. It's for him. It's for his dentist. For his boiler. For his air conditioner. That's the question. So the Mor says that Eoiv, Eev used to do such a thing. Eev used to take properties from orphans, from Yisoyimim. They didn't know how to properly invest it. They didn't know how to plant seeds. So he used to take karkois, used to take fields, and he used to invest it, put in trees, and after a year or two, he used to give it back, and now they had a proper blossoming field with other fruit. So the Miri says that the Gemara Bavasa, you're not allowed to do that, only a goy. A goy, according to the Mando Omar, Eoiv was a goy is not obliged to keep the aloha of Leisig Noivu. It's not for him, they shouldn't steal. It's a really big thing. That's one of the mitzvot Bnei Noach. But also that he should not, he's not allowed to steal even for the welfare of the other people, that's already a tesefes. That's already something only but we Yidden, Jews, are obliged. But not goy. So you see that's not allowed. That even not allowed. The question is maybe a bit better, because here, that's only indirect. Here, she takes it, and she uses the money for him. It's only for him. And when he needs it, it's good for him. It's good for him. It's better for him. It's better for him that she uses it for an unexpected expense, what happens to every family, every so-and-so, every few months. rather than he's going to spend it for other unimportant items, what he thinks he wants it now, at the moment. So Rivka told Yaakov, I just heard that Yitzhak wants to bench Esav. So she tells him, you go, Leich no el atzoin, lekach li misham shnei gdoi izim. Go to the pen, to the shed, and find me there two gdi izim. Two little kid goats. Tovim, v'esa oisim atamim le'ovichu asher oif. You want to shecht it and to prepare it how he likes it, because it was Pesach. Rashi says already, you need for Korom Pesach and Korom Chagige, two gdi izim. So Rashi says, why did he say kach li? Take from Yitzchak. It belongs to Yitzchak, for sure. But Rashi says, no, Mishaliyem. Rivka said, it's mine. Ve'enom gezer. Ve'enom gezer. Shekach kosel Yitzchak v'ksuboso. He was mischayv in ksuba little snake di izim chol yoyim. He, when he got married, Yitzchak, he promised Rivka in the ksuba that every day he's going to treat him with two gdi izim. Two little kid goats. So maybe that's plenty there. I didn't use it every day. In the pen that's plenty there, take two, the mine, not from Yitzchak. Can take it and give it to Yitzchak. So in Farshim explained, the Maskil Dovid, Maskil Dovid is Reb Dovid Pardor, Choshev, a few hundred years ago, says, if not, she wouldn't be allowed to do it. If she didn't have such a promise from her husband, that every day this took the izim, if it wouldn't be hers, the gidiim izim, the little goats wouldn't be hers in the pen, she wouldn't be able to do it. It would be gezel. You're not allowed, says the Maskil Dovid, of Dovid Pardo, you're not allowed, Yaakov wasn't allowed, to take little two goats to bring for who? He didn't take it for himself. He took it for Yitzchak, and Yitzchak wanted it. Yitzchak wanted it from the Hefker. He said to Esav, give me from Hefker, give me, I don't want to take from my shed, from my pen. That's true. But he wanted it. He was Pesach, he needed it. So what's the problem? The Maskil Dovid, no, you're not allowed. You're not allowed to steal someone's little goats, an item, even you know it's good for him. Let's say, I know I heard someone wants a piece of chocolate. He told me he wants a piece of chocolate. He wants it from Tzoka, he wants it from three. But he wants it, good for him. So he said, you're not allowed to take his own chocolate. He's got the chocolate in the cupboard. I'm taking the cupboard from his cupboard, a bit of chocolate, and I give it to him. You're not allowed to do it. That's called stealing. I'm not taking it, I give it to him. No, that's called stealing. You're not allowed to get it. That's why Rivka to tell him, this is the mine. The mine gdiim, don't worry. Mishaliyim, ve'enom gezel, because all the little gdiim there are mine. Because he promised me in the ksuba. So comes along the Be'er HaSoda, is a sefer. He was a Talmud of Dovid Pardo. Today they reprinted Yud Aleph Mefarshim on all the Mefarshim, those explain Rashi at a good sefer. So there's there's Be'er HaSoda, Gur Aryeh, Be'er HaSoda. He brings this Rebbe's pshat, and he said, no, I don't agree with that. I think there's no problem of gezel. He was allowed to do it. He, Yaakov, was allowed to take little goats from the pen for Yitzchak. Why? Because Yitzchak wants it for him. It's not for himself, for Yitzchak. And he wanted it. He told Esav, I want it. I want it from Hefker. Say that. But he wanted it. So well, there's no Hefker. Maybe it's Gnevis Das. Like little sheets, not so nice. Yitzchak thinks that it's little gdiim from Hefker. And the end, it comes from his own shed, from his own pen. It's not so nice. That's okay, because Yaakov was full of Gnevis Das. The whole brochas was taken with Gnevis Das. But it's not gezel, it's not isser. What he says? He brings the Rai. Okay, the Rai, the Gemara says, Samuel Zayin in Ksubis. Omen Veit. The Gemara says, Hilchas Tzedakah. When do Bezdin give out money of Tzedakah? No, they're not allowed to spend it to anyone. Not everyone is permitted to receive from Tzedakah. So Mo says, Tono Rabbono. Mechlegis Rabbi Yudah Rabbono. Yesh Loi. We go on the other extreme now. Till now we're speaking about who is someone is spending. Then someone else is stingy. He's Yesh Loi. He's got a lot of money. Baruch Hashem. But, Ve'in HaRoitzel is Paris. He doesn't want to use the money. So he raised, he wants to see in the bank his money growing, more interest, more. That's what he wants. He doesn't want to use it for food. He doesn't want to use it for important, normal spending. He doesn't want to use it. So we're not talking, he says, we soon see, about someone who wants to starve himself to death, to commit suicide. No. He's going to live very, very, frugally, sibufin, frugally life. He wants that, because you've never seen there's such a thing. There's illness, there was someone in America, a lady, a millionaire she was, in dollars, and she died from pneumonia. Why? Because she was too stingy to spend the money on central heating. She didn't have heating, it was very cold in America. She died at the penny store, because she doesn't want to waste, she wants to see more money. It's the same thing, what are we doing with such a person? So Chachom say, there's a locha, Enis kokeloi. Yesh loy vein roi, so his parents Enis kokeloi. He wants to live such a frugal life. He wants to live with pleasure. But if it is mamish pkuch nefesh, if it's completely, it's going to be starvation, that was the Be'er HaSoda says, then we know we're not talking about it. Why? Because if not, Chachom wouldn't say Enis kokeloi. Chachom wouldn't say that we couldn't care. We do care. We do care. Even if someone wants to take his own life, we still do care. Even on Shabbos, that's halacha. But that's what Chum say, ain't his cooking life, because he can live. It'll be hard. It's not good for him. But Rabbi Yehuda says different. No, I got a better idea. We noise noil shuma tona. The Beis Din takes out money of the Kupas Tzoker. Take out the money from the Tzoker. We're giving it to him. And we're telling him it's matona. You never. You need money, you need food. That money is matona from the Beis Din, from the Tzoker, Kupas Tzoker. But we don't give it. We're making my door. We're telling this is not it's a halvoa. It's a loan. It's not a matona. He thinks it's a matona. It's a loan. So what will help? He's not prepared to open his safe. No, so don't worry. He won't live forever, especially if he's got such a life. But he's got Yerushim. In the end, after when he dies, we're taking back all the money is what Beis Din distributed to him for his upkeep, all goes back from the Yerusha. The Yerusha, he's got a lot of Yeshla, he's got money, he's got a house, and the Yerushim won't get anything. That's what Chachom say. That's what Rabbi said. Chachom, they also agree, it's a very good idea, but it's too long. It's too long, it's a pity. There's other ideas more important. Can't live, you can live a long time still, you can live till 120. And then we have to lay out such important money, stoker money, for such a long time. Rabbi says, it doesn't matter. So as the Be'er HaSoda, I don't understand. How can you do such a thing? If the Reb Dovid Pardoi would be right that you're not allowed to take someone else's money, even he needs it, even it's good for him, even he wants it, like Yitzchok, he wants it, he wants to keep the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, you're not allowed to take his own Gideon, his own little kid goat from his pen, in order to give it to him, even for his welfare. You're not allowed to do it. So how can you do such a thing here? He doesn't want to use money for his upkeep. Point. And he's got the right. He's wrong. It's not good for him. It's endangering his health. But that's his point of life, his point of view. He doesn't want to use his money. He wants to become even more rich. So what do you want of him? How can you do such a thing? How can you take money and you tell that it's about Tona, but really in the real truth it is a loan, and who's going to pay the bill? He, his Yerusha, his children, his money when he worked so hard, he's going to pay the bill. Why should he, you're not allowed to do such a thing? How can you do against his will? Even if you say it's good for him, it's true, but how can you go take his own money and give him against his will? Because that's really in fact what we're doing here. We're giving him money to keep his, to keep him alive, more than not alive, to keep him normal alive. And then, who's going to pay the bill? Himself. His own money. His money when he worked in it, we're going to use that money for his upkeep. He doesn't want, he wants from Zdokah the money. He doesn't mind to have a normal life, but not his own money. From Zdokah the money. So how can you do that? How can you get, see from here, says the Be'er HaSoda, the person is allowed, there's no gezer, allowed to something that's good for him. Something that's good for him. And I know all he wants it. I'm allowed to take his own money, his own items, and give it to him. because it's good for him, because I'm not taking away from him, I'm giving to him. So the Meir, now case, now story, that he doesn't want to use his, he talked about a person who is rather spendy, rather extreme. And he doesn't want to save money, doesn't want to, no leaner in money. This is a leaner. He doesn't want to use it straight away. He needs something, a ticket, use it. He wants a nice choshev, big, the newest menorah, he use it. And then comes, after 2 months, when it comes an unexpected expense, like every family's got sometimes, he hasn't got the money, the boiler broke down, the central heating, so what does he do? So he allowed, it comes to be allowed to take his own money, he doesn't know about it, like this girl, she takes out every day 200 shekels from the till, he's allowed to do that. Why? Because it's for his welfare, it's good for him. It's like the story of the other extreme, it's good for him, he needs it. Normal, it's more human, it's more sensible to live, a normal saving life, not too much, but at least that he should have, when there's a need, when there's a need in the family. That's what the Be'er Sora says. So you see that's a machloekes maskil dovid, Rav Dovid Pardoi, and his Talmud, Be'er Sora in that shaila. According to Be'er Sora, he brings a proof from the Gemara. He's allowed to do that. She's allowed to do it. She's allowed to take every day a sum, put it away in the envelope, and after 2 months or 3 months, when there is an important expense in the house, pops out with it and pays the bill with it. Why? Because it's good for him, and at the end he will be happy. Even now he doesn't want it, because it's for his tzorich, it's for his benefit. That's the chiddush. According to the Masel Dovid, you're not allowed to do that. So what does he do with the Gemara here? The Gemara here, the Ran, explains that he's talking here, Pikuach Nefesh Mamesh, he's talking here, someone does starvation diet, Yesh Lai Vein Roitz Lispanus. He doesn't want to use his money, even for the most important, even for endangering his health, really. So, then, so it's not proof, you're not allowed to do whatever you can. So why Chachom say, in his cooking Lai? So they say because maybe the Ran learns that even if someone wants to take his life, we're not obliged to take away its docker money at least. That's also a big chiddush. Halacha is not like that. And again, it's a machloekes maskil dovid and Be'er Sora. There's another child. Another story. People in Shaf like to do it, at least in Eretz Yisrael. A little cheat, a white lie. Someone comes in the shop. People in Tzitzor like to buy Matthias. Matthias. Straight away buys it. He goes in the shop and he asks him, and he sees there's an item displayed in the window till. He sees it and there's a price. Let's say, 200 shekel. 200 shekel. So he goes inside and asks how much cost it. So he says, 250 shekel. 250 shekel, but it says outside, 200 shekel. So I don't leave it. Outside. 200 shekel, listen, it's a mistake. If it's written there, I'll charge only 200 shekel. And that was not true. He said, Katrina, he did such a play, because he knows that it's hard, customs are very hard, that's why. He tell him the price costs 200 shekel, you go to 15 other shops in Ulrich Kiva, both ways, both sides, until you find, maybe you'll find 198 shekel. Somewhere else, and you won't buy it to him. So he thinks it's a liquid here, he allowed to do that. He said, cold. Cheating? Oh, maybe not so. Another story. It's a long story. It's a true story, but it's a nice story. Someone came from an Israel, an American. He traveled from Eretz Yisrael back to America. He lives in Monty. See, he arrives in Kennedy Airport. Takes a mini cab, a taxi. How much cost it? $30. $30, a lot of money. Yeah, okay. Let's go. So in the middle of the journey, it's dark. He says, please can you put on light? I said, light? Yeah. Why do you need the light? Just dropped my $100 from my pocket. And I'd like to find it. Sure, okay. He looks. Can't find it. Comes in Nancy. He said, listen, I'm going to take a big torch and be able to see it. First, take my cases up to my house in Nancy and I'll find a big torch and I'll pay you afterwards. This taxi driver, he didn't wait. Why not? Why should he wait? He's going to wait for $30. He knows he got for sure $100 in a taxi. So he just sped, and he went away. But at the end, it was only act. It was wasn't true, the whole story. He just wanted to save $30, he thought it was a bit expensive. He made the whole chokhmah in order to that the taxi driver should think he didn't lose $100, he still lose $100. And then he saved $30. Sniff him. In any case, he allowed to do that. This is shy. So this is a Rishalmi. Shy is what? Is it to him or to Rishalmi? Rishalmi. Rishalmi says, in Mishnah in Soite, Per Gimel Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah says, a whole Chosid Shaita Rosh Orum, Makel is Prushim. There's a Makel Prushim, Hare'elim Achala Oyim, those people destroy the world. What's Makel is Prushim? So the Batanur and Rashi say, he makes Kilu. He's the owner of Tsenua, he goes very, very slow. And the truth is, he's a very simple person. That's also something like that. He makes himself, he doesn't look at ladies. And the real truth is not so holy. However, that's called someone who's not Toichoy Kubara. He doesn't display an outward display how he's really inside. That's called Tsenuim, Pushim. He makes himself Posh, he's Posh from the world. He hasn't got any connection with this world. But he's really Mechala Oilam, he's really destroying the world. Says the Rishalmi, a different pshat. Rishalmi said, for someone, an almona. Everyone knows an almona never, she lost her husband. She's allowed om mezoinets or ksuba. Ksuba is allowed, if she wants to remarry, she'll have a ksuba, 200 zuz, and to service ksuba. But if she doesn't want to remarry, she always can get mezoinets, she gets food, from the Yerush. The children don't get the Yerush. But if she's alive, the mother's alive, she can forever, till she remarries, she can get from the Zayas every day. There was this story in Yerushalmi. And the children saw the mother eats and eats and eats, a healthy appetite. And they made the Cheshbon, during this speed, there was nothing be left from Yerush. So they went to someone, let's say a rabbinic lawyer today, they wouldn't say, doesn't say in the Yerushalmi that. So someone, a Torah rabbani, he said, I got a good idea for you. Well, halacha is, if someone is tviya the ksuba, if she demands, I'd like to have the tviya, she does the official demand, I'd like to have the ksuba, that means getting remarried. Stop, there's no mezoinis anymore. It means you want to go in the option of ksuba, there's two options, ksuba, mezoinis, you can't pay on both chasnas. You have to if you make a tviya on the ksuba, you lose automatically the second option, no mezoinis. So what does... So what should do? You, Yisraelim, should make Ke'ilu as if he's selling all the properties of the Yerusha. So she becomes wise, she becomes scared. What happens here? Uyayay is going to sell, and I won't get the Ksuba anymore. There will nothing be left in the Ksuba. Nothing be left in Yerusha in order to get the Ksuba. So she's going to, straight away goes to the Beis Din, I'd like to make a Tviya on the Ksuba. And the male will be get rid of her. She won't eat anymore. She doesn't get mezoinis anymore. And he'll get still left to Yerush. What's that, Yerushalmi? That's pshat. So the Yerushalmi said that's a terrible thing. That's called Mako is Pushim. I read that's Pushim. He's not talking about it. They're doing things to cheat her. So it's not really the real intention. Chale Oilon. So the question is, for the second case, the story of the person who, American, went to Muncie. And he made the whole play in order to get out of the $30 fee, does a whole play, in order that person should be moichel. But the choir is not doing it. There's a loch in Shechnor, it says, there's a pshora, someone signs a pshora, I'm prepared to make a pshora, no problem, pshora, make a kinyan, and that's chal. But the Shechnor says, it's in a youth base, Sivov, there's someone, let's say Reuven is Tovea Shimon. Reuven wants to owe me money, and he says he gets out of it. He doesn't go to Beis Din, and he makes him, I'm not home, I haven't got. Till he gets, after a whole year, gets sick of him, said, let's make a pshor. Make a pshor. He's mishtamet. He gets out of the din, till he gets sick of him already. So, okay, let's go, we make a pshor, sign the pshor, not out of it. It's a terrible thing. And Lot is with the Shemaim, the Pshor is not Chal, he still is owes, he owes more money, he's not Mechid, the Mechid is not Belev Sholem. Because that person doesn't have a choice, I can't deal with him. I can't get, it's terrible to run after him the whole time, every got a different excuse. He's undealable. So that's why I made a Pshor, you know how to do that. Also, Lishtamet, till he makes a Pshor. That's in Shulchan Aruch, and Simeon Yud Beis, Sivov. That's exactly as the Rishami. Rishami says he's not allowed to make one whole play, and all that person should be Moichel. But that was in sense what, that's what they did. Those people, those Yisraimim, they made the whole game and the whole play, Keilu, they're going to sell the property, in order that she should be Moichel. Because he was Moichel. Almona was Tavea Al-Ksuba, is really Mechile. She gave in to the Mezoinis. Then he knows how to do it. So that's the story, but that's only a story. She is really obliged. She's scared, and she's right to be scared. After she sees the children are going to sell and they're trying to find a good customer for the inheritance, for the Yerusha, she's allowed to be scared. Sure, she's allowed to be scared. But, so Mela, you're doing something where she's allowed to be scared, in order she'll be Moichel. But the story with the person in Monsi, he didn't have this taxi driver, this Goyish taxi driver, didn't have to be scared. What did he scared? He had to be scared because maybe I can get $100. First, you're not allowed to take $100, he's stealing. And second, that's only Mnias Revach, so he's not going to lose nothing. But the main thing, you know, he doesn't have to be scared. If I tell him that I've got a torch upstairs and I've got $100 in somewhere in the taxi lying, so I've got choice, said the taxi driver. I have to go speed on. I have to go home now with $100. No, you're not allowed to do that. You have to wait. So Meile, who asked him? So Meile, if David is the lesson, that's a different example. Let's say if the boss, the boss of the shop, will tell a person, listen, it's worth it, you should buy that item, this electronic item. Why? Because I heard, that the 1st of January, all the electronics is going to be a high tax. Netanyahu is going to put a new tax on top of all the goods. It's worth it to buy now already. Or I heard that it's going to be a shortage in the whole food shortage in the whole world. It's worth it. That's not allowed. That's called Pushim Mechale Oilam. Why? Because I'm in the shop. I'm allowed to be choshish. I'm allowed to be scared, like the Salmona. It's going to tell the first of January all the price going up. I've no choice. I have to do that. So maybe he does something, he tells me something, he cheats me, he makes an act, even does the act. Let's say he says, no, I can't sell it to you. Why not? I'd like to have it in stock. Because maybe could be the price going up. Or he makes keilu that he doesn't want to sell only one per person, not two per person. Why? People, they will tell because the price going up and he wants to have a lot of stock. He also not allowed to do it. Why not? It's called mechala oilam. It's mechala oilam, it's a different story. What he'll do allowed, let's say, for someone also, a supermarket, he told me, and he had a lot of tins, 5 shekel a tin, tins of fruit, tins of vegetable, didn't go. So what did he do? He took all the tins of the shelves, and he put them in a trolley, and he put them in the middle of the supermarket, a big notice, sale, mivtza, 5 tins for 25 shekel. And he told me within the same day everything was sold. Is that person allowed to do it? If there's a law, there could be some laws, you're not allowed to write sale, the word sale, unless it's 30 days on the shelf already and with a cheaper price, because that's different. That's already Minigam Medina, or Medina Malchusa. But if there's no law, that's really not such a law. And also, you didn't write the word sale. You can do it, you write it 5 or 25 shekels. It's a big, you can make it in a different way, you can get out of the law easily. So not the word sale. The word sale won't be displayed on this notice. You're not allowed to do that? I think you're allowed to do it. That's yeah. Why? Why not? Because you're cheating him. Because he's a fool. Oh, that's not like the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says you're not allowed.
Five.
I'm doing things that the person.
5 for 25.
Yeah,
make
but.
Buy more than you want to buy.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
That's not the point.
You think it's a mitzvah?
You think it's a
mitzvah? Yeah. But he's allowed to do it because he's a fool. He can't make the calculation. He can't think. That's his problem. I'm allowed. That's called the cheat when you're allowed. So we call cheating. I'm allowed to cheat honestly. That's called maybe cheating honestly. I don't know how much medicine to see this, but it's not terrible. But all the other cases, all the Rishalmi, unless the case of the taxi driver, that's allowed because he who asked him to do that. But if he do something where the person has to be choshish, then that's called mechale oilam. So the interesting, we see also the whole, sometimes cheating is allowed. You see on Yankov did, what did he do? But really not, really, it was really, Gnevis does a little bit. Because, onoichi, I'm.
Ace Psorech, I don't know what the deal allows in other cases. He was allowed. The Mephorosh would say, why did he do such a thing? He deserved, the brochas belonged really to him. But he had to do it such a way because the brochas of Yitin, the Yars of Yitin, goes on everything, on the Gashmi, the Ruchnias. He said, every Motz Shabbos is only brochas. So is a brochas not. Only Yitin, the you say, every Motz Shabbos, the whole Kalik's world, those who say it, we start a new week, a new Parosa, a new week. Yitin, the Yars of Yitin, the such a brochas, the Baldova wouldn't let so easy. He wouldn't get it out of Yitzchak so easy to yank it. He had to make it such a way, a cheating way, a gnevus das, a noichi, eis borecho. He thought, not so bad. If it's such a way, he thought it belongs to me. And he had to make such a way in order to get the big brochas of Yitzchak, lecho, yarz of Yitzchak, mishma helz, yarz of Yitzchak, gashm is a wolf.